conversation and openness. That's what we promise here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Exactly.
As we get started with this hour, the top topics of the day. Rich McFadden is here, along with me. Jennifer will be back next week. The social media connected to Good Day, active and running. A lot of people paying attention to our poll from yesterday, in fact. What did you do for September 11th? A lot of people talking about September 11th. The observations were subtle in some ways and not so subtle in others. As you might imagine, what went on in New York was pretty reflective and also controversial. A lot of talk radio there and a lot of the activities there are still being discussed because of the $700 million price tag. I'm talking about it, but it's just crazy.
Did you hear about NBC?
I heard
and the big brouhaha going on.
They interviewed Kris Jenner.
Instead of going to the moment of silence, yeah, right. They stayed with an interview with Kris Jenner about her either breast cancer or breast implants and her new TV show.
It was a combination of things. For those of you who don't know the story, the Today Show getting some flack because of the interview that was aired with Kris Jenner at the moment of silence, the remembrance of September 11th at 8:48. That's when the first plane struck the World Trade Center. Both Good Morning America and CBS This Morning went to the moment of silence. But the Today Show stuck with an interview with Kris Jenner.
It might not have been so funny.
Well, she's discussing her new breast implants.
Right. If it wasn't the Kardashians' mom and discussing breast implants.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, the NBC folks said they had plenty of segments about September 11th earlier in the morning. They did, however, because they play this back for the West Coast, it airs live on the East Coast in the Midwest and the Rocky Mountain states, but it's delayed for 3 hours to the West Coast. So they changed what they did for the for the re-air.
What did they do for the re-air?
They put a at that time
something more serious,
something a little more, yeah,
okay.
Right, exactly. But you know, in terms of seriousness, this is really, this is the kind of stuff that's so over the top. And you look at, and I love Wendy Williams, one of my favorites. Later on in the hour, however, I think we'll dig out. She does a lot of dishing on some of this stuff. And as a matter of fact, her whole program is pretty much about this sort of thing. The Jenner interview, there are at least three or four stories as I look around the various websites that I use as we prepare the information to discuss here in this hour and the other hours of the Good Day program. Here's another, you can Google Kris Jenner and come up with, as I said, three or four different angles on nonsense. For example, Kris Jenner says that she's had enough of Kanye West talking about her daughter Kim's sex tape with Ray J. Kanye West and Kim are together, are they not?
Yes.
Aren't they a couple?
Yes.
Right. As far as Chris is
concerned, I think
the video is history. By bringing up the past, Kanye is making it worse for Kim. I don't know what that means if they are supposed to be together. And
I guess he's been
How as a mother do you talk about your daughter's sex tape?
Yeah.
How do you do that? 800-510-8255. And one other Kris Jenner item. She says that she, quote-unquote, hates Honey Boo Boo.
Well, she's kind of normal in that respect, then.
But this is a kid. She, what, is 6, 7 years old?
Yeah.
Grow up, lady.
Can I tell you?
My God.
I'm over the whole Honey Boo Boo thing. I was over it before it started.
She's another on her way to being a
That kid will be
Bieber
on celebrity rehab in 15 years. Unfortunately.
Bieber boober. All right, so enough of that. It's 12 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Rudy Giuliani all over the place yesterday, as one might expect. Lots of people, senators and politicians. What I thought was good about yesterday is the fact that there were no politicians, none, invited to read names in New York or in Washington or in Pennsylvania. There were no politicians around anywhere. because the people who organized these events correctly said that the politicians would hijack the proceedings for their own political gain. So as it's an election year, they just decided to leave them out, which I thought was an extraordinarily intelligent way of dealing with the situation. What do you think, Richie? That seemed to make sense.
I find it hard to believe that in the Pentagon,
yeah,
that there wasn't a politician lurking around somewhere.
Well, they didn't. They didn't have any. They had no connection with the events. They didn't read any
I'm
of the
down
names.
With that. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, that's, absolutely.
That's, yeah,
yeah. 800-510. By the way, 800-510. I've made up my mind who I'm going to vote for, and it's not Mitt Romney. In a stroke of genius,
here we go.
Michael Fortier and I were just discussing this. Michael is one of the producers and is a sort of a stand-in for Richie when it comes to being in the control room at our originating network, Radio America, in Washington, which is where Rich is and where this program actually originates. So Michael and I are talking. I'm in Massachusetts, and I actually am voting in Massachusetts this year. And voting for Mitt Romney is like peeing in the wind.
Right.
And because Obama, and I don't understand, frankly, how this works, because Romney did a pretty good job and was pretty popular as the governor of Massachusetts. You know, you can understand that the Democrats...
Yeah, how does Romney not take Massachusetts?
Well, because Massachusetts is
so
84% Democrat. Or
how did he get voted in? No, because he
was
ran
able
as
to,
a liberal.
Right, well, he didn't run as a liberal. He ran as somebody who would fix the problems. The state had been in miserable shape for years.
And he fixed the problems, and yet they still won't vote for him.
Fix a lot of problems. The health care thing that he did here actually has worked quite well. He has to run away from it because so many people don't really understand. I mean, he's in trouble this week. Or trouble, I don't know if that's the right word. But he's being scrutinized because he said he would keep some of the things in the Obama health care plan. What is it called? The Affordable Health Care Act.
Yeah.
Affordable He'd keep some of them because they actually will work. Okay, so why are you going to take aim at the guy because he sees something? There are some parts of the Obama health care plan that do make sense and that will work. Not most of them, but some of them. And so why wouldn't you embrace something that would work, but because it's so unpopular with the right-wing factions of the Republican Party, which is why I get out of the Republican Party, that it's just you take this message to the Senate, well, he's not good enough for us because he's not conservative enough. Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I have been embracing Gary Johnson. And I think I embrace the libertarian cause more than anything else. I can't vote for Ron Paul, who would be the person I would most really excitingly support. I would jump through hoops to help Ron Paul become president. But he's not on the ballot. Gary Johnson is. And because if I voted for Romney, it wouldn't make any difference anyway, I'm going to vote for Gary Johnson.
Yeah, see, I'm in Virginia.
Yeah, need to vote.
Oh, yeah, my vote counts.
Yeah, right. Well, you've got these other two kookamongers, Virgil, what's his name, Good?
Virgil Good.
Good, yeah.
Yeah.
How does he make cheese? What's the guy? What's him?
He makes good cheese, actually. Yeah. very good cheese.
Yeah, very good cheese. But he's going to hurt Romney's chances. That's a state where you need
not.
To...
Virgil Good isn't going to... He's going to... Well, he's a tick.
There's a couple of others. Aren't there a couple of others running, too, on the ballot there?
They're not going to get anything.
Okay. So Romney will win the state? See, the ultimate goal... Am I being a hypocrite? I'm going to vote for Gary Johnson, but I want Mitt Romney to win.
It's tight. It's...
No, but am I being hypocritical because I'm saying one thing? I'm telling the people who live...
Your conscience.
The nine states that are in play... The folks who are in those nine states ought to vote for Romney.
Yeah.
Now, having said that, I realize I'm not voting in some of the other states where I might have had an opportunity where I've been a resident before.
Like California.
Well, Florida and Arizona.
Right,
yeah,
Florida.
Anyway, so what I'm saying is, if you think it through, perhaps the best thing to do in these nine states, if you want to not see Obama be president again... which is what I would like. I don't. It has nothing to do with anything except competence. I just think he's incompetent. That's all. Anything else about him? Swell guy,
and
great
trust
family
me, for
man.
All, for all you of you that support President Obama and going to vote for him again, Doug will say this about the next president and the next president and the next president.
Right, because they all lack, but we have destroyed the system. The news media has certainly helped as an unindicted co-conspirator.
You may like one for a few minutes, but then it changes after about a couple of months.
Well, but I think there's a lot of Gary Johnson that there's a lot to like in him.
Well, you're not voting for the guy. You're voting for the...
I am. All right, later in the hour, the IRS pays a whistleblower $104 million. Wait till you hear that story.
What?
And other items of the day. The top topics in this hour of Good Day.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We've got a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.625%, APR 2.94%. This incredibly low rate is locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why, for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.625%, APR 2.94%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Now 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
I lost weight with the Ambrin program.
I lost a ton of weight with the Ambrin program.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Ambrin program. That's because Ambrin balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-830-7680. That's 1-800-830-7680.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Speaking of sex, a new survey has found that Indianapolis is the most sexually satisfied city in the United States. Indianapolis, yeah. Which explains why their new license plate doesn't say Hoosier State. It says Hoosier Daddy. Thank you. Thank you very much. Tomorrow morning, Apple is holding a big top secret media event, presumably to unveil the new iPhone 5. This one has, they say it has five blades for the closest shave yet. The launch event is scheduled for 10 a.m. Pacific time, so try to enjoy those last few hours before your current iPhone sucks. I believe it will go on sale at the end of the month. I asked Siri if she knew when the new iPhone is coming out to see what would happen. Very strange thing, she started crying and begged me not to abandon her.
Get this, you guys. A new study found that running for 2 minutes is just as good for you as working out for 90 minutes. That doesn't sound like a study. That sounds like something a chubby guy says after being on the treadmill for 2 minutes. Just as good as 90 minutes. Not true. Clearly, that's not true.
Doesn't it feel like this election has been going on for about 9 years?
Yes.
Yes. And everyone's yes. Been going on forever. Now we're in the home stretch, and the candidates are pulling out all the stops. This is the latest. Mitt Romney released another ad that features Hispanic voters speaking in Spanish. Have you seen it? Yeah. Yeah, the ad ends with him saying, I'm Mitt Romney, and I have no idea what these people are saying. It's jibber-jabber.
In Chicago today, after contract negotiations broke down unexpectedly, 26,000 public school teachers walked off the job and went on strike. This is the first teacher strike Chicago's had in 25 years. Teachers are calling it a last resort. The city officials are saying it's unnecessary and wrong, and students are calling it awesome. Almost every kid in Chicago gets to skip school. It's like there are 400,000 Ferris Buellers loose on the street, and we don't have enough parades for them to dance it.
You guys hear about this? It's rumored that a sex tape is floating around featuring Shakira and her boyfriend. It was reported by a very reliable source, her hips.
And they don't lie. They don't lie. They don't. Normally, they don't lie. I've known her hips for a long time.
Long.
They do not lie.
Never. Not once.
So more celebrity news. A man in California is accusing Miley Cyrus of punching him in the face at a nightclub over the weekend. Of course, police had a lot of questions for the guy, like, why would you want the world to know that you got beat up by Miley Cyrus?
That's the first thing. I got beat up by Hannah Montana.
Yeah, right.
That's what I'm going to go to the cops with.
By the way, with the Chicago teacher strike in mind, I think everybody ought to know the rest of the story. The average pay for a teacher in Chicago is $74,000 a year.
Yeah.
Plus,
they're like the second
benefits.
Highest paid teachers to New York in the country.
Their failure rate, apparently 2 out of 5 students who go through the system don't graduate. So my suggestion is to take a page from Ronald Reagan and fire them all.
You know, who's like the statistics for reading comprehension?
Yeah.
Fourth graders apparently have a 21% reading comprehension, like can read at the fourth grade level.
It's a reading.
And eighth graders, like 19% can read at the eighth grade level.
Awful. All right, let's listen to the ladies on The View talk about this feud that we had in the focus here between Kris Jenner and Honey Boo Boo.
The new reality show, Here Comes Honey Boo Boo.
Say no more.
on to your hats, kids. It is a bona fide hit.
Yes, it is.
But fellow reality star Kris Jenner, she apparently is not a fan, according to Radar Online. They say that she hates the show and thinks the family is, quote, classless. But Boo Boo's mom took it in stride, saying, you can't make everybody happy all the time.
Maybe she senses some competition there on the airwaves.
This is the third conversation we've had this week on Honey Boo Boo. I'm just saying, it's the end of civilization.
We have George Stephanopoulos coming up, and you know that Honey Boo Boo beat the convention coverage.
Oh, jeez. Isn't that amazing, huh? All right, coming up, peace between Al-Qaeda and the West.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Every now and then, a public figure takes over the headlines and makes you want to know a little bit more about where they came from, including their religious background. Mitt Romney's Mormon roots don't just come out of Utah or Palmyra, New York, where the religion was founded. Instead, you want to go to Hawaii to see the first Mormon temple built outside of Utah. Ever wondered about the mysterious world of Scientology? Sure, you can go to a giant complex in Hollywood or Clearwater, but my advice is to start from the beginning in Tilden, Nebraska. It was the birthplace of L. Ron Hubbard, and his house is still standing. And then there are the houses of worship in unexpected places everywhere. Think the Baha'i Temple in Wilmette, Illinois, or the Great Synagogue in Florence, Italy. And the really cool thing is that they're worth visiting for the architecture as well as the education. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I like saving money. I mean, it's not like I have a purse stuffed with coupons or... Okay, I do. The other day, I went into Wells Fargo to get help with a car loan.
Good news. You qualify for our double discount promotion. Get double the interest rate discount we normally give on select new loans and lines of credit just for being a Wells Fargo checking package customer.
And the best part? I didn't even need a coupon.
Come to Wells Fargo to discuss how the double discount promotion can help with the interest rate on your new loan or line of credit. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Subject to credit qualification. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Equal housing lender.
Tonight, an explosive night of talent on NBC. The show starts at 8, 7 central as the Voice blind auditions continue.
Man, you're so good. Okay, go.
And then, the America's Got Talent we've been waiting for. The two-night finale event begins.
Spectacular.
Every performance has led to this moment.
You are everything that America should be about.
And it's all capped off by a special sneak preview of Guys with Kids, the new comedy from executive...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
In the pipeline here conversationally on the Good Day program, the top topics of the day in this hour, and that includes conversation with Rich McFadden, who's in the control room at our originating network, Radio America, in Washington. I'm Doug Steffen on the farm, continuing on with some thoughts about September 11th and the victims of September 11th. And the idea that we will not forget, doesn't make any difference how many years will pass. I think the president said that yesterday. The ceremonies were good, three of them, one in New York, one in Washington, one out in Pennsylvania. The rehash of the stuff that we all know, we've all seen, we've all heard, the anthrax, even that came back up yesterday. And I think about this. Okay, can we move on? What do we need? There are some people, Richie, let's just, I'm chuckling about this because I remember espousing this myself, and I don't know that I don't agree with this gentleman. Here's Tony in Maryland with some thoughts on whether or not this was an inside job.
I wish you marked it as we marked every anniversary of 9/11. We should mourn the tragedy that happened that day, but I think we should also, hopefully one day soon, before this happens again, get some serious investigative journalists to make sure that our government's not responsible for any type of terrorist attacks against its own people and blame some faceless, nameless Muslims, in order to go to war.
I think there are a lot of people who still reflect on that as an oxymoron in there someplace. I think that
there's a lot of truthers out there.
Many people think, and with good cause, that Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld and some of these other galoots were involved in this thing one way or another. Do you think
so
ever
that we
find out?
Build the military machine
right.
And go to war.
Yeah, and that's what happened. We went to Iraq for nothing. And we went to Afghanistan and wasted 11 years there. Could have gotten the job done the first year we were over there. But, you know, and those discussions continue. 800-510-8255. Email the Doug at DougSteffen.com. The poll yesterday, Richie. How are you observing September 11th? 47% of those who responded said it was just another work day for them.
Yeah.
And I think that holds in the offing. Probably the truth for many people.
A neighbor of mine, it was his birthday.
Yeah.
And so I took him out for a beer. And, you know, so we talked about it, and he's just like, how did your birthday change after 9/11? He's like, well, that year certainly was, you know, kind of a bummer. Hey, let's go out and have some cake, you know, and that just didn't happen.
Yeah.
But he said, you know, now it's, you know, it's no big deal.
So what do you make of the brother of Mr. al-Zahari in confinement in Guantanamo for years and years, saying he wants to lead a peace plan? There is a way, he says, and he's serious, to mediate a peace deal between the West and the Islamic world. He said, my job, my role, is as a mediator between the West and those people, like my brother,
I don't represent any group. There are a lot of jihadists around. We know, I think yesterday, wasn't there some big blow-up in Israel? In Egypt yesterday? I think there were.
The dozens of Egyptians climbed the fence at the embassy and took down the American flag and replaced it with a black flag in protest of a movie that apparently insults Allah.
Well, so you get this kind of stuff that's going to go on. Whether these people can control the nutbirds like that, I think that the discussion of his six-page proposal is worthy of some consideration. However, if you check your regular news sources today, I defy anybody to find out anything about what this guy has had to say.
I have a question.
Yes, Rich.
How does a guy in Guantanamo write a six-page report on how he's going to create world peace between the Christians and the Muslims and then
but
get
you know
it published
what? It's food
or
for
publicized?
Thought. I know. Well, it's, I think he's out now.
I mean, excuse me, Mr. God, can you please send this to CNN? Is that how it happens?
Yeah.
Or do they have a press office at Guantanamo? And you have to go through the official press
office.
He was
in jail in Egypt for 14 years before he went to Guantanamo, I think.
He's got a nice life. How's he going?
He's
going to
three squares a day. Three squares a day. Anyway, I just think this kind of stuff is worthy of consideration. It offers a 10-year truce if the following terms are met. And briefly, they are A, the U.S. and the West stop interfering in Muslim lands. B, U.S. stops interfering in Muslim education. C, the U.S. ends the war on Islam. And D, the U.S. releases all Islamist prisoners. Stop attacks in the exchange. The Islamists have to stop their attacks on the West and U.S. interests. They have to protect legitimate Western and U.S. interests in Muslim lands. They have to stop provoking the U.S. and the West. Something to talk about on both sides, isn't there?
Who trusts either side to be able to stick to that?
You see, there you go. By the way, Osama bin Laden.
By the way, if let's say, what was the first one? And he said,
which, on our side or their side?
The U.S. gets out of
The U.S. gets out of all Islamist lands and education.
Okay. Here's the dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
If we leave, we stop buying your oil. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, your leaders are going, whoa, 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 whoa. Where did all that money go?
Uh-huh.
No. We want them back. We want their money.
Yeah.
We need to sell them our oil.
Yeah.
So you got to solve that problem first.
Osama bin Laden had a similar proposal in 2004, but then, remember the subway
attacks?
The
note was attached to
London?
A bomb.
It's not far from the truth, actually.
Mr. President, I got this note.
What do you say? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Rich at DougStephan.com. And certainly there is reason to consider or at least think about this on the anniversary of September 11th. A lot of people discussing whether or not Iran will have nuclear weaponry, what that will do if that moves forward. Here's David in Connecticut with some thoughts on the evidence he thinks, going back to the conspiracy caller a moment or two ago.
I think a new investigation should definitely be launched. The New York Times article from May 7, 2004, the title was Tape of Air Traffic Controllers Made on 9/11 Was Destroyed. And this was a article, although it really doesn't analyze why, it shows that important tapes that were made of the controllers involved with the flights that hit the towers were destroyed by the supervisor 6 months later after they had been made. They were made just after the attacks, within hours, and it allowed the controllers to describe what they experienced because the following day they would not be working because of the situation. It's normal protocol for them to have the following day off after any incident.
Yeah, what about that? 800-510-8255. Have we had enough about September 11th? Every year it seems to be the same thing. As I said earlier, it's kind of cool that the politicians were not invited to read any of the names. Let's see here. Here's Benny who says, with regard to the proposal, someone get a snorkel and ask Bin Laden if he accepts the plan.
He's on this fish food now.
Let's see here.
Or is he?
Yeah, right, exactly. Let's see here. Here's, let me see, who is this? This is Amerigo. Remember Amerigo Vespucci?
Yeah.
They can demand what they want, 10 years at war with terrorists, and we've pulled out of Iraq with no victory. We're losing in Afghanistan. Don't put us on a pedestal when we don't belong there. When you say the West is the hand of God, I'm not sure, though the fanatical hand of God, you're still a terrorist. All right, so let's see, what else have we got here? That's where are we time-wise, Rich? You got time for maybe one more?
One more.
Anybody who goes along with this is a literal dummy. All right.
As opposed to a figurative dummy.
Peace is always an option when two parties can agree on what it means. I think that's true. I think that is, here's somebody who says Muslims are terrified of Israel because of the drones. Arabs are still dancing and celebrating the attack on September 11th. Well, yes, some of them are, but that doesn't mean, I mean, Americans, we have, this is the thing that's kind of starchy about this. We in America are not all the same. We're all Americans. Unless we're here illegally. Do we all have the same point of view? No. We have religious differences. We have ethnic differences. We have educational differences. We have economic differences. We have tons of things that separate us. And there are a lot of people who like to play on that discord to try to separate us and ruin the country. The point I'm making is that not all people who live in Islam are the same. They don't all agree. The Iranians hate their government, and hate the Ayatollah, and hate the Ahmadinejad form of leadership. But they don't have enough power or organization to do what they did in Egypt, or what they're doing in Libya, or what is it, Syria now? They did it in Libya. That's the sort of thing that happens under the circumstances. And so you to think and say that all Muslims, I mean, you hear this all the time on some of these cuckamonga radio programs, you got to kill all the Muslims. What, are you nuts? First of all, you're not going to do that. Secondly, why? Just because some of them are out of their minds and bloodthirsty curs, does that mean they all are? It's ridiculous.
This is just coming out, this protest in Egypt.
Yeah,
over this movie and right. The Egyptian the American embassy in Egypt being
attacked.
Ransacked and attacked in the chat and the flag changed.
Yeah,
apparently somebody sent a rocket into the U.S. embassy in Libya last night and killed the U.S. ambassador.
Yeah,
in Libya.
There we go.
Over this movie.
Yeah,
that they say insults the Prophet
Muhammad.
These
people are fanatical. They're nuts. But doesn't mean they all are like that. All right, let's take a moment here, Richie.
I just can't see that. I can't see us attacking the Egyptian embassy down here on Embassy Row in Washington, D.C.
No.
Climbing the fence and changing because, you know.
But why are we? We're
because there was a
that.
Comic strip about Jesus in their newspaper.
Yeah, well, remember the thing with Salman Rushdie and then that the cartoon that was done in Amsterdam, wasn't it?
Yes.
A few years ago? You've heard me talking about a new product. These power swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system. I have it, I'm using it, and I will tell you power swabs are unlike any other teeth whitening product available today. All kinds of testimonials from dentists. Here's one. Dr. Martin Ginger says, as a dentist and university professor and leading oral health researcher at some of the world's largest companies, I understand that a beautiful smile speaks 1,000 words and creates a lasting impression. This knowledge has inspired me to create a product that is both easy to use and provides a more effective, clean, and white result. This is the doctor who put this together. This is an all-natural product that will take care of, in 5 minutes, the mess on your teeth, the yellow teeth stains, you want them gone. No strips, no trays. You put the swabs in your mouth for a couple of minutes, and your teeth are whiter in 5 minutes. That's the story of Power Swabs. Want to try this risk-free? Dial 800-865-7602. 800-865-7602. This is clinically proven to make your smile whiter in just a few minutes. It's cool. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Call the manufacturer. That's where you get them. Direct at 800-865-7602.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy?
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer. They found out that teens today are abusing substances that many parents would never think of as dangerous, including prescription pain relievers and stimulants. Some children have even used over-the-counter cough medicine to get high. Talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Visit drugfree.org to join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And print it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards or postcards and get 250 free. Details in store or staples.com/250free ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Here's something you haven't heard about yet. The Internal Revenue Service has agreed to use $104 million of your money to pay a whistleblower providing information about overseas tax cheats. The largest amount ever awarded by the IRS, $104 million, goes to former Swiss banker Bradley Birkenfeld, who exposed tax evasion at a Swiss bank. He served out a 2.5-year prison sentence for fraud, conspiracy, other things related to the case. The IRS says the whistleblower statute provides a valuable tool to combat tax noncompliance. So he gets $104 million for blowing the whistle on Americans with money in Swiss banks. There you go, boys and girls. I like that.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Trafficking in information here, Richie, 53 past the hour.
Illegally trafficking?
We are illegally trafficking in
cool.
information.
More fun.
We may get into trouble, but we're going to do it anyway. Better Living Now, your technology focus. The story of what the iPhone is going to look like. It's on its way. And that after Shelley Palmer talks about Mark Zuckerberg's first public appearance speaking to media since the company's IPO.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, bro.
But I'm rich.
I cashed out. Thank you very much. All right, that's coming right up here on Good Day.
Tonight, an explosive night of talent on NBC. The show starts at 8, 7 central as the Voice Blind auditions continue.
Man, you're so good. Okay, go.
And then, the America's Got Talent we've been waiting for. The two-night finale event begins.
Spectacular.
Every performance has led to this moment.
You are everything that America should be about.
And it's all capped off by a special sneak preview of Guys with Kids, the new comedy from executive producer Jimmy Fallon. It all starts at 8, 7 central on NBC.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. On Tuesday, Mark Zuckerberg made his first public appearance since Facebook's IPO. Zuckerberg was interviewed at TechCrunch Disrupt in San Francisco, where he faced questions about his company's strategy for generating revenue, the rocky debut of its stock, and whether or not there will be a Facebook phone. Zuckerberg openly admitted that there have been some missteps and expressed disappointment about the stock's share price. But overall, he seemed happy with Facebook's products and services and the path that the company is on. He said he sees mobile as a huge opportunity, a narrative that the company has been pushing for the past few months since unveiling Sponsored Stories. Facebook reports that Sponsored Stories have been bringing in $1 million a day, but the company has yet to come up with a really big moneymaker. And about that Facebook phone? Don't expect one anytime soon. Maybe Zuckerberg should make public appearances more often. Facebook's stock price rose 3% after the interview. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Your first word probably wasn't something like finance, or savings, or ATM. But whatever that first word was, it opened up a world to you that was built on conversations. It's this exchange of ideas that Wells Fargo puts into practice every day, through listening, guiding, and planning. So when the conversation is about ways to grow your savings or your business, we'll be here to help you find the right answers. Because an open dialogue is what opens doors. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A.
All right, so we have the new iPhone on its way, the iPhone 5.
Mm-hmm.
The announcement is supposed to be made this morning at 10 o'clock West Coast time, and then it'll go on sale, I guess, next week. Is that how it works? I think it's next week.
Yeah.
Design.
It's usually 8 days after the announcement that it goes on sale.
Okay, so today is the 11th. 8 days is the 19th.
I think they were saying the 20th.
Yeah. Today is the 11th. Today is the 12th, so it goes on the 20th. Which is the first half day of fall. First full day is the 21st.
Okay. What day is that? Is that a Friday?
That is a, no, today's a Wednesday. It's a Thursday.
So it'll be Friday then, the 21st.
Friday the 21st. All right. So having said that and acknowledging it's the worst kept secret around, what do you do with your old iPhone?
Sell it on Craigslist.
We have at DougStefan.com a list of 11 things
oh, shoot.
You can do with your old iPhone,
because 5 million of you are going to buy new iPhones, apparently, in the time between now and the end of the year. Let's see, the new phones, there are 244 million iPhones of various degrees, iPhone 1, 2, 3, and 4, 244 million of them since 2007. Some have been lost, some have been stolen, some of us are hanging on to our old gadgets, some attempt to resist the constant upgrade. If you're still using, I don't have one, and I probably wouldn't, I have an iPad, I like it, but I wouldn't carry an iPhone.
Because you'd kill it.
Well, I would. I mean,
unless you got an OtterBox.
Yeah.
Those are pretty good.
Anyway, if you go to DougStephan.com, you can visit the story and get the information. Our poll today, also following down the same path, are you planning to get the iPhone 5?
Yes.
A, yes, I can't wait. B, maybe, depending on how much it costs. C, maybe, depending on how much better it is. D, not right away. Hopefully before iPhone 6 comes out. Me, I doubt it. Doesn't look that much better than my current phone. And F, no, I don't have any other. I don't have an iPhone, and I'm not going to start now.
The number one thing to do with your iPhone,
yeah,
I've done with my iPhone 3, which I still had. Give it to your kids so they stop taking yours.
And
my
give son it to your mom. Use it as a teeny tiny iPad. Donate it to charity.
Yeah.
I use it as an alarm clock. Sell it. Trade it in at GameStop, stream music with it.
Use it as a teeny tiny iPad.
Keep it as a backup in case you lose your fancy new one. Use it as a camera. Recycle it with Apple. All those ideas at DougStephan.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.